Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. It's so good to have you join us today. And I am solo here today. I thought Kimberly was going to be in the studio, but she kind of skipped out. I think such a beautiful day. She's gone. So I'm going to take it today, and hopefully as you pray for her that she is okay. God has given us the privilege of a second chance in life, folks. A second chance in life. We were born in sin, and we had a sinner mentality for so many years. And then the mercy of a fresh start, a new heart. See, if you've asked Jesus to be your Savior and Lord, if you made him your Lord, the Lord of your life, then you have a not only a new heart, but he's given you a fresh start. And the joy, absolute joy of being forgiven. Yesterday, we were talking about how happiness concerns circumstances. If your circumstances are good, oh, you're happy, happy, happy. If your circumstances have taken a dive into the unknown or into the whatever, then you are sad, and you can't pick yourself up by yourself. You can't. And so it's important to know as a believer that you have the joy of the Lord. In his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Remember that. Psalm 16. David was in one bad situation after another, running from Saul and just being chased by so many people after he was anointed king of Israel. And yet he wrote these beautiful psalms. I can't wait to listen to him when we get to heaven, and we're going to talk about a new heaven and new earth. When we get to heaven, we're going to hear this psalmist in his own voice, in his own words, sing those psalms to us. Oh, I'm so grateful. So remember, you have a new heart, a fresh start. And it's going to be glorious. Getting rid of that sin consciousness, I'll tell you, for 50 or 60 years, I had a sin consciousness. Every time I was in a meeting or had something that I had to do, or I had been singing or whatever it is, I thought of the things, the mistakes that I had made, not of the opportunity to talk to people about God. So we got to get rid of that sin consciousness. Absolutely. You don't ask the whys anymore. You don't, why, Lord, why? You don't ask those anymore. That's part of that sin consciousness. So we thank God in whatever situation we are, in whatever we're doing, we thank him that he has placed us right at the place where we are. You have, as you're listening, you have friends and loved ones I will never meet, but God wants you to be a special messenger, a special envoy to those people, to give them the message of Jesus Christ. And you don't have to throw a 40-pound Bible at them. No, you just are kind to them, gentle, show the fruit of Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and listen. Be a listener. Oh, it's so important. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live, in him you move, and in him you have your being. And the verse of scripture we've been saying this week, all week long, is Isaiah 30, verse 18. Oh, therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you. And the Living Translation says of Isaiah 30, verse 18, so the Lord must wait for you to come to him. He's waiting. Yes, he is. Boy, does he have patience. He has more patience than I could ever have in the whole world. He's waiting to show you his love and his compassion. When you do something, you are, and you blame yourself or you say something negative, that deletes the compassion and the joy and the peace that God has for you. And so you've got to begin saying scriptures. Oh, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God is a faithful God, and blessed are those who wait for his help. And I don't know about you, but there are many times I've needed his help, and he has come to my aid. Also, the Message translation of Isaiah 30, verse 18 says, but God's not finished. No, we're going to talk about that new heaven and new earth. He's waiting around to be gracious to you. He's gathering strength to show mercy to you. God takes the time to do everything right, everything. So you get out of a situation or you get out of a family gathering. Oh, man, I really messed that up. I said some things that I know were wrong, and I know they have a grudge against me now, and how am I going to make that right? No, he makes everything right. And if you choose to say, okay, Father God, give me the wisdom to go back to that situation and ask forgiveness and be kind, he will do it. He will give you the strength. He will give you the wisdom to do that. So God takes the time to do everything right. And this is Isaiah 30, verse 18 in the Message translation. He takes the time to do everything right, everything. Those who wait for him are the fortunate ones. Praise the Lord. We've been talking about new things, new times, new changes. And that's hard. That's a hard thing to adjust to new changes. But in Isaiah 43:18, it says, do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. And we see in Isaiah 42, verse 9, behold, the former things have come to pass. Do you know what he's talking about? He's talking about the old covenant. He's saying, okay, the old covenant is obsolete, and we read that in Hebrews 9 yesterday. It's obsolete. It's going out of style. It's no longer going to be viable. And now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you. So all through Isaiah, all through other scriptures, we see that God is preparing us for new things. Great things are going to happen. The future here, this is not the best time for you. The future, the better times are coming in the future for you, my friend. They really are. You may think that this is a good time for you. Oh, be looking out for the better times. Oh, and because of God's great love, his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. His faithfulness is more than I can ever express or think. I can't even relate that to you right now over the radio waves. It's just amazing. Romans 12, verse 2 says, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Don't you want your life to be good? Don't you want your life to be pleasing? Don't you want your life? We can't have our lives perfect, but don't you want it to be perfect? Well, you do it God's way. And it says here, God's will is for you to have a good life, a pleasing life, and perfect in his sight. And when you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you have taken on Jesus' righteousness. So God sees you as righteous. We're going to go into Isaiah 65 today, because it talks about blessing on the earth and in the heavens and having a new heaven and a new earth. Now, we can't conceive of that right now. No, we see so much war and so much fighting. And, I just wish that war would end between Russia and Ukraine, that war would end between Israel and Lebanon, that war would end between Iran and all these other countries that are involved. Oh, I desire that. And God knows. He really does know. Here in Isaiah 65, verse 17, we see here, for whoever pronounces a blessing on the earth will so do in the name of God of faithfulness. So when you say a blessing over your friend, over your relative, a blessing over your spouse, you know that God in his faithfulness is going to go to work. And his angels are going to provide a plan for your loved one that you're praying for. Oh, I love that. And whoever swears by an oath on the earth will invoke the name of the Lord of faithfulness. That means it will come to pass. when you swear an oath on the earth, and that will invoke the name of the Lord of faithfulness. The failures of the past will be forgotten. Did you hear that? The failures of the past will be forgotten. He doesn't remember them. Do you remember them? You shouldn't be remembering them. He has buried them in the sea of forgetfulness as far as the east is from the west. And you know, if you go and circle the earth from the east and the west, there's no end. There's no beginning. So he has forgiven you as far as the east is from the west. And I love that verse. The failures of the past will be forgotten. They will be hidden from my eyes. Look, says Isaiah, and he's saying God is saying all this through Isaiah. Look, I am creating entirely new heavens and a new earth. Now, that not only means physically and literal, but it means he's creating new heavens and a new earth in your own life. You're not going to go back and ponder the things of the past, what you have done wrong, all the mistakes that you've made. No. You are now a creature of new mind and new spirit and new soul. You're going to do things differently than you've ever done before. But watch out, because when you begin to do things differently, you can get a feeling of, wow, I didn't expect that, a nervous feeling. But don't. The peace of God will be with you. The peace of God will always be with you. They will be so wonderful, these creations that God has for us, that no one will even think about the old ones anymore. That's right. If you are finding a place in your life where you've got to downsize and you've got to go to a new home, don't think about all the things you're leaving. Think about that new home that God is preparing for you. Or if you're getting into a new relationship, just remember that God has better for you ahead than he ever did in the past. As you wait for the reality of what I am creating for you, be filled with joy and unending gladness. Look, I am ready to create Jerusalem as a source of sheer joy and her people an absolute delight. Well, I'll tell you, when we see Israel, we see the most productive country in the Middle East, and it's the tiniest country in the Middle East. I think Kuwait might be a little bit smaller, but I can't think of any other country that is smaller than Israel. And Israel is the delight of God. She is the center of the world as far as God is concerned, and she's beautiful. I will rejoice in this new Jerusalem and find great delight in my people. You will no longer hear the sound of weeping or cries of distress. No baby will die in infancy there. Oh, praise God. They say that there are 85 babies that are aborted every day. 85 every day. And we're not going to see that. And they will not die in their infancy. And everyone will live at their full lifespan. People will build their own houses to live in, and they will not be taken over by someone else. There will be no one coming and demanding you get out of your house. No more eminent domain. None of that. They will plant their own vineyards to enjoy, and they will not be confiscated by someone else. Oh, praise God. Well, I don't have my own garden. I don't have my own vineyard. But boy, there are some good products and produce right now in some of the Whole Foods restaurants and grocery stores. They will live long lives like age-old trees, and my chosen ones will enjoy to the fullest the work of their hands throughout their lives. God will give you favor in the work of your hands. They will neither work in vain for someone else, nor will their children face disaster, for they will be children and grandchildren who are blessed by Yahweh. Now, in my physical life here on this earth, I've been so blessed, so fortunate. I only, for a very short time, when Kimberly's father, John, and I were married, that I worked for a company, or two or three companies. But then my father bought the Bible Book House in Greeley, I worked for him for 5 years, and it was absolute blessing. He told us we could read any book, but be sure and put it on the shelf and no underlining. And it was a beautiful experience. And then when I joined John, we were on the road. I didn't have an employer, but God himself, who is absolute wonderful. And then after John died and we had been in the music center, a retail place, then I realized I could go out and at times say, John, I have to be here or I have to be there. I have to pick up kids from the school. And he would say, okay, I'll see you in a little while. So I didn't work for a strong or oppressive employer. Then when I married Darren, well, that this happened, radio. And for almost 30 years, it's been an absolute blessing. You have been a joy for me in front of this microphone. I'm enjoying just the fellowship with you and me. So I haven't worked for anyone besides people that have loved me and I have loved them. So it's been absolute blessing. And if you're working for an employer or someone that is hard and difficult to work with, just show grace, speak grace over him as you enter into your place of employment and speak that word of grace over your whole day, every day, and God will give you the favor that you need, my friend. Before they even call out to me, I will answer them. Before they finish telling me what they need, I'll have already heard. The wolf and the lamb will graze side by side, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and the serpent's food will be dust. There will be neither violence nor murder on my entire holy mountain of Zion, says Yahweh. And this is before the heavens come down, the city four square, Jerusalem, comes down, and we see that in Revelation. So this is before that. Don't ask me the time element, or don't ask that of me, because it's in God's hands. So I turn to 2 Peter. This is such a good verse of scripture in the third chapter. According to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. And in verse 5, it says, from the beginning, the heavens and the earth were created by God's word. He spoke and the dry ground separated from the waters. Then long afterward, he destroyed the world with a tremendous flood by those very waters. And now by the same powerful word, the heavens and the earth are reserved for fire, being kept for judgment day when all the ungodly will perish. And that's after you and me, who are born again, after we leave this earth. God will restore this earth by fire. And then he will have for a while those wolf and the animals, the wolves and the lambs and the lions and the bears and everyone living in absolute harmony. Oh, it's going to be tremendous. I can't even fathom that, because right now the carnivorous animals, they like to eat meat. And so we have to beware of the bears in the mountains of Colorado and the mountain lions in the mountains of Colorado. So there's going to come a day when, that wonderful kindness of God is even going to be transformed to the animal kingdom. And now by the same powerful word, the heavens and the earth are reserved for fire. So dear friends, don't let this one thing escape your notice. A single day counts like a thousand years, to the Lord Yahweh, and a thousand years counts as one day. So don't try to figure things out. Just go with God every day. Lord, I thank you that this is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And remember, just rejoice and be glad in the day that God has given to you. In verse 9 of the third chapter of 2 Peter, we read, this means that contrary to man's perspective, the Lord is not late with his promise to return, as some measure lateness, but rather his delay simply reveals his loving patience toward you, because he does not want any to perish, but all to come to repentance. And as you're praying for your loved one, don't worry about it. Don't be burdensome about it. Just say, thank you, Father God, that my loved one is going to know you before they die. And he will make sure they will. They will know you. And sometimes all it has been at the last breath of a loved one is Jesus. and he takes you in his arms. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 10 of 2 Peter 3 says, "The day of the Lord will come and take everyone by surprise, as unexpected as a home invasion." And I'll tell you what, I have seen home invasion. I remember an afternoon I came into the driveway and this guy was going in my front door. And I was going, "What? What's going on here?" And Mocha and I jumped out of the car and we raced. Why I did that, I mean, it could have been dangerous. I raced to the house and I just told them, "Get out of my house." And they raced out of the French doors as quickly as they could. Three tall teenagers. And so I'm so grateful that the Lord was with me, because it could have happened. It could have been dangerous, harmful. And so I thank God that he's always with you, friend, always with you. The atmosphere, God says, on the day of the Lord will be set on fire and vanish with a horrific roar. And the heavenly bodies will melt away as in tremendous blaze. You don't worry about that. The earth and every activity of man will be laid bare. This is when God is going to cleanse the entire earth. I wish sometimes, after I've seen a devastating fire, oh, I wish God would just cleanse that, get all of the dry, burned timber off the land and just absolutely have a wonderful earth. Well, it's going to happen. I remember when Darren and I went through Yellowstone after the tremendous fire there, and we just went by acre after acre down that highway of burned timber and things that were just charred black. And I said, "Oh, Darren, this is so sad." He said, "It's going to come back. They grow and it comes back. But one of these days, God's going to make sure that the whole earth is going to be cleansed and beautiful again." Oh, since all these things are on the verge of being dismantled, don't you see how vital it is to live a holy life? We must all be consumed with godliness. That's right. We must ask the Father God to help us to change the bad habits to the good habits of Jesus, and take care of all the habits that we had, the smoking and the drinking. I do not condemn that, but I know that sometimes the smoking and the drinking gets us focused on those things in this life. And God says here in the 11th verse of 2 Peter 3, we must be consumed with godliness. While we anticipate and help to speed up the coming of the day of God, when the atmosphere will be set on fire and the heavenly bodies consumed in a blaze. But as we wait, we trust in God's royal proclamation to be fulfilled. There are coming heavens new in quality and an earth new in quality, where righteousness will fully be at home. Oh, there are times that I say, "Oh, I just can't even wait." But we gotta wait. We've gotta wait. So Isaiah 66 goes on to say, "For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain." Isaiah was so faithful in giving the future, and that future, that's thousands of years ago, and yet that future has not yet come to pass. So we're waiting for that future. Revelation 21 verse 5 says, "And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I'm making all things new.'" He said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." You can bank on it. Sometimes you hear things from people and you say, "Well, is that true? I don't think I believe that." And we go through all these scenarios of, "Well, shall I trust that word?" And here in Revelation, it says that our King of Kings and Lord of Lords is going to come and make everything new. It's going to be a marvelous day, a marvelous revelation of all things new. These verses collectively conveyed a powerful message of hope and renewal. And the concept of a new heaven and a new earth signifies that God will restore creation to its intended perfection, free from pain, suffering, and sin. This promise encourages believers to look forward to a future where righteousness prevails and God dwells among his people. Ah, what a blessing. What a promise. And God says it will not fail. So you know that's a trustworthy statement. The idea of a new heaven and a new earth serves as a reminder of God's faithfulness and his commitment to making all things new. My friend, all things new. And that's in you as well. That's in me as well. I know I'm getting older, but I'm not in the grave yet, and God is making all things new. It invites believers to hold on to hope, especially during the challenging times, knowing that a glorious future awaits. As stated in Revelation 21:4, He will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. These verses not only provide a comfort, but also inspire believers to live in anticipation of God's promises and to share this hope with others. I know last night we were watching a movie called The Forge by the Kendrick brothers. And I don't know if you've watched that movie, but this one man, Joshua, who was a president of a company, he was a mentor for a group of men. He had mentored them for 15 years. And all of a sudden, he told them, after they had a wonderful ceremony of completion, that now they were to go out. That's what happens when you have learned the wonderful words of life. You want to go out and give these words to other people. I encourage you to watch The Forge, because it's a great movie, and it encourages you to ask God for boldness to speak the truth to people. And, you know, it may be strong sometimes, but God is a God who brings truth and love into the hearts of people that you're talking to. So, friend, I encourage you to go out into the highways and the hedges and bring the word of God to those who have never heard it. Or if they've heard of God, or if they've heard of Jesus Christ, it's been in a cuss word. And so we don't want that to remain in their minds and in their hearts. We want you to tell them of the wonderful revelation of Jesus Christ and his redemption that he's given to each and every one of us. Let's look at something new in our lives that's coming up and not be pondering the things of the past. Let's forget about those and encourage one another to live now and in the future. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.